Okay, Degel Machan Ephraim for Parshas Kisavo, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Okay, the third piece, he's commenting on the Pasuk V'samachta B'chol HaTov. So the Parsha begins with the Mitzvah of Bikurim. For those who haven't had a chance to look at the Parsha yet, we have the Mitzvah of Bikurim, we have a renewal of our commitment to Torah, and Brachos and Klalos, and of course the very, very long and painful words of the Tochacha, which appear here in Kisavo, as they do in a similar fashion in Parshas Bechukosai. Of course, all the words of the Tocha are bracha, as we'll see a little bit this morning. But at the end of the first section of the Parsha, when it talks about Bikurim, you bring your first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, and you review all of Jewish history, you talk about the suffering and the struggle of the Jewish people, and here I am, inhabiting the land, and things are so great, and you bow down before Hashem. And then the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chol ha-tov, Asher nasan lacha Hashem Elokecha ulebeisecha. You should rejoice with all of the goodness that Hashem has given you. So we have several pshatim on the words v'samachta b'chol ha-tov. Let's look at the third piece. He's commenting on the words v'samachta b'chol ha-tov, and says our Rebbe the Degel Machane Ephraim as follows: Od yesh lefarish al derech sha'amarti. I already touched on this idea. He says in Parshas Toldos. Okay, we haven't seen it yet. We'll get there. Al pasuk va Avraham zokein bo ba yamim va Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol. The Borei Olam blessed Avraham Avinu bakol, with everything. What is everything? Hainu shebeirach oso b'midas kol. Hashem blessed him with a midah that's called kol. Listen for a minute to the words of the Ramban. I'm going to read it to you. You don't have it in front of you. The Ramban in Bereishis Perek Chav Dalid Pasuk Aleph. The Ramban says, Acherim chidshu beferesh hakosav hazeh inyan omuk ma'od. The Ramban says everything. Others have explained, the Ramban says, that there are deep secrets here. It's an omuk inyan omuk ma'od, vidarshu bezeh sod misodos ha-Torah. There's a big secret here. Hashem berachas Avram bakol, says the Ramban, those who know Chachmas HaNistar, the Ramban was a Mekubal. The Rambam, on the surface, was not. The Ramban definitely was. What does it mean? What's the secret? V'amru ki bakol tirmoz al inyan gadol. This word, bakol, is merames to a big thing. V'hu sheyesh la'kadosh baruch hu mida tikra kol. Says the Ramban, Hashem has a mida that's called kol. Mipnei shehi yisod hakol. Because it's the root of everything. Foundation of everything. And Noam Elimelech writes in Parshas Devarim that when a Jew does a mitzvah and he says L'Hashem Yichud, and he does so B'Shem Kol Yisrael, I am now performing the mitzvah B'Shem Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? L'Hashem Yichud Kod Shabrich L'Shchinte. I'm doing this mitzvah B'Shem Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? Says the Noam Elimelech, what does it mean? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Hava. What is that kol about? What is the B'Shem Kol Yisrael about? What is Hashem Be'erachas Avram Bakol all about? It's a big secret. So the Noam Elimelech says, there's a place in the Olamos that is totally beyond any damage. It can't be ruined. Nothing that anyone does can ruin it. It's perfectly pure. It's as perfect as it was when it started. And no matter how many averos you do, there's a point in Shemayim that corresponds to a point within you that is untouchable. So when I do a mitzvah, I put on tefillin, let's say, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, that means even a Jew who doesn't put on tefillin, there's a point inside of him that's completely connected to tefillin. He's not a liar. He's not going to come to the Olam Emes and say, Hashem, I wore tefillin every day. Hashem says, no, you didn't. But on some level, there's a point where a Jew is always perfect, where there's no pagam. That's a place called Kol. B'Shem Kol Yisrael. It says in Rav Elimelech, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. There's a world called Kol Yisrael. B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. There's something called Kol Yisrael, the klolius, the all-encompassing essence of the Jewish people, which is always perfect. That's what Rav Elimelech writes in Parshas Devarim. And the Ramban is telling us now that kol is the yesod hakol. It's the root of all. What does it correspond to inside of us? It corresponds to the unbreakable emunah of a Jew. Even a Jew who says, I'm not a ma'amin, we say to him, but you are a ma'amin. But he says, but I don't believe in Hashem, so we say, stop being such a kofar. Rav Moshe Wolfson explains, kofar, the word chaf pei resh means to cover something. Like the kaporas on top of the aron. Like the kofar, like the pitch or the tar that Noach used to cover his teva. Mi bayis u mi chutz ba kofar. Kofar means to cover something. So a Jew says, I don't believe in Hashem, we say you're a kofar. You're just covering up your wellsprings of emunah that are buried inside of you. One of the terms that we use for that point of emunah inside of ourselves, we call it the pintel yid. We call it the nekudas ha'anochi. When we heard anochi Hashem Elokecha, stated as a fact at Har Sinai, it wasn't a command, anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Fact, you believe in me. A yid standing at Har Sinai raises his hand and says, I don't. Hashem says, trust me, I know you better than you know yourself. You do believe in me. It's fact. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Statement of fact. Another term we use for that unbreakable point in a Jew is what we say every day in Shemona Esrei, Magen Avraham. The Chiddush Arim says, Avraham was the first Ma'amin. Chiddush Arim, the Ger Rebbe says, Avraham Avinu was the first believer. And Hashem made a deal with Avram, because you believed in me, Magain, I will protect Avram. I will protect what you accomplished, Avram. It becomes part of our spiritual DNA. Is believing in Hashem a mitzvah? I know I'm saying a lot of things. This is not a tangent. This is all to explain two lines of Degel Machaneh Ephraim. Is believing in Hashem a mitzvah? The Rambam says it's the first mitzvah. The Ramban says it's not a mitzvah. It's the shoresh of mitzvahs. It's all-encompassing. It's cold. It's everything. Because if I don't believe in God, then God can't command me to do things. If I buy into the system, if I believe in Hashem, so then Hashem says, put on tefillin. Okay. Keep kosher. Okay. Keep taharas mishpacha. Okay. Keep Shabbos. You got it. But if I don't accept Hashem, if I don't buy in, if I'm not a ma'amin, right, then I'm not bound by anything that comes afterwards. So this is the all-encompassing mitzvah. It would make sense that what? It would make sense that kol, right, refers to the emunah of a Jew. In a supernal realm, it's Hashem's belief in us, which is always perfect. Inside of ourselves, it's our belief in Hashem, which is always untouchable, no matter how many layers of garbage we throw on top of it. So says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Avraham was blessed by kol. He was blessed with the mid of kol, which the Ramban in Bereishis says is one of the deepest secrets. It's an ikar gadol, it's a major principle. Says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, there's obviously much more to it, but I'll tell you what it is. What is this kol? I'll tell you what it is. V'isa b'zara kadosh, kol hu raza d'mehem nusa. Kol is the secret of faith. Kol is the secret of faith. Raza means a secret. Mehem nusa means emunah. The secret of emunah. V'zeu gam kein v'yitein es kol asher lo li yitzchak. I love these types of Torahs. When you watch a word travel around the Torah, it's the best. I love it. For me, it's the best. Different people have different tastes for, I don't know. I like it very much. Hashem blessed Avram b'kol. What did Avram do at the end of his life? Yitein es kol asher lo li yitzchak. He gave that kol, he gave that midah called kol, he passed it on to his son, to Yitzchak. Hayinu shemasar midas kol. He gave him raza d'mehem nusa. He transmitted to Yitzchak that emunah. Asher lo li Yitzchak. He gave kol to Yitzchak. He didn't just give all his possessions to Yitzchak. He gave his most prized possession, his faith in Hashem. V'hemin b'Hashem, back in Parshas Lech Lecha. V'hemin b'Hashem, Avraham believed in Hashem, and it was considered charity. What's the pshat in that pasuk? Anyone know what that pasuk means? Avraham believed in God, and it was considered charity. What was considered charity? What was considered? Who was doing charity? Avraham believed in Hashem, and it was considered charity. Who was doing charity? Who was giving tzedakah to who? So Rashi says, who was giving tzedakah to who? Avram was giving tzedakah to Hashem. V'hemin b'Hashem, when Avraham chose to believe in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as tzedakah. Hashem said, thank you, Avram, for being the first one to believe in me. And Avram is rewarded for that. Avram is rewarded tremendously for that, for being the first one, so to speak, to fully acknowledge a Borei Olam. But the Kotzker Rebbe said that the Pshat is the opposite. V'hemin b'Hashem, Avraham believed in Hashem, and Avraham considered it a tzedakah. Because Avraham knew that it's not so easy sometimes to believe in Hashem. And if you end up on the team of believers, you should say, this is a great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. The fact that I believe in Hashem, if not for Hashem's help, I'd probably end up like some of my friends who don't believe in Hashem, or at least claim not to believe in Hashem. So the pasuk says, "V'ha'amin b'Hashem v'yachshevel lo tzedaka." Avram believed in Hashem, and Avram said, "Thank you, Hashem, for helping me to believe in you." So Avram discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thanks Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for helping me believe in you. Avram then transmits that to Yitzchak. What happens next? Says the Degam Achin Ephraim. V'zeu eretz asher lo sechzar kol ba. Interesting. Avram, the first mamin, is sent on a mission where, lech lecha me'artzecha, go to the place, el eretz asher eka, to the land I will show you. What land is he sent to? He's sent to a land called Eretz Yisrael, Canaan. What does the Torah say about Eretz Yisrael? It's a land that what? It's an Eretz asher lo sechzar kol ba. There's no shortage of coal. There's no shortage of everything in the land. But of course, what it means on a deep level is there's no shortage of what? The moon in the land. It makes sense that the first ma'amin has to go to a place Kodesh Baruch Hu is more easily felt, more easily recognized. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Go to Israel, you'll see, you feel it. You see it with your own eyes. You feel you're in the Heichal of Hashem. You're in Hashem's presence. V'chein Amar Yaakov. Yaakov is Gamkin. It says, V'chi yesh li kol. Esav says, I have Rav. Like we say in our benching. Ba'kol, mikol, kol. Ba'kol is Avram. Mikol is Yitzchak. Kol is Yaakov. Yesh li kol. Hainu shechanani Hashem b'midas kol. I also have the midah called kol. Ulakach lo ye li shum chisaron b'mashetika hamatanam yadi. So therefore, look how he says it. It's very deep. Degam Achin Ephraim says, so Esav, I can give you all the gifts in the world. Maybe you'll become impoverished by that, Yaakov. So you could say, well, I have an endless supply, coal, I have everything, so it doesn't really take away from my stock. Or you could say, ein achanami, it diminishes my stock. But yesh li kol, I have emun in Hashem, so I'm not worried about it. So I'll have a little less parnasa this year. Ani ma'amin, that's what Hashem wants. That's what kol is. Raza de me'amnusa, the secret of faith. When you have emuna, you have everything. No situation is a bad situation. So Avram had kol, Yitzchak had kol, Yaakov had kol, Eretz Yisrael is a place of kol. And therefore, says our parsha, amazing. As you're about to encounter, you know, not too many psukim later, the harshest psukim in the Torah, the Tochacha, realize, says the Torah, v'samachta b'chol hatov. The Torah tells us what? V'samachta b'chol hatov, v'zeu gam kein havtocha shleima, v'samachta b'chol hatov. Hashem says, you should rejoice over the fact that you also have kol. Hayinu shetizke lahasig midas kol, shishleima suklolis hatov. Ein tov ela Torah. Tov means Torah. So what is kol? What is kol hatov? The amuna of a Torah Jew. The all-encompassing faith of a believing Jew, a Torah Jew. Hainu shetizke lahasig midas kol. You too, the Torah is promising us and blessing us. We should have the midah of kol. Shishleimus uklalis hatov. Ki darshe Hashem lo yachzu kol tov. V'havein. Amazing piece. Amazing piece. When Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai, the Medrash says that it became etched into us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, became etched onto our souls. It can't be removed. I'm just thinking for a second. What's the Gemara of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Can you just do it quickly? Let's see. 81, 26, 66? Is that right? Elokecha 66? Hello, Hecha. What is it? 81, 26.
46.
So what's the total? 81, 26, 66, is that much? 173? It's pretty good. Okay, you can say it like this. If kol is an all-encompassing word, yeah, if kol is all-encompassing, so that means there's so much in it, right? I mean, I want to see, it's everything, it's so full. So what's the miloy of chaf lamed? Take the word chaf lamed, right? So chaf pei is 100, and lamed, how do you spell lamed? Lamed mem dalid is 74, so it's 174. So kol and miloy is 174, which is anochi Hashem Elokecha with the kolel. Okay? It's also, we say every morning, and this is really it, because again, I told you, the Medrash Shir HaShirim says it was chokuk, it was etched into us. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says it was etched into us. So we say every morning, thank you Hashem for making me a Yid. Thank you Hashem for giving me the Torah. And thank you Rabbono Sholem for placing something inside of me, which is the most eternal thing I have. My emuna in you. That is my neshama. The essence of my neshama is my emuna. And what do we say? We say, thank you Hashem, that what? Chaye olam nata besocheinu. Chaye olam. Chaye olam means eternal life you put inside of me. Something that can never be taken away. It's kol. It's all encompassing. It's always shalem. It's kol. It's always full. V'samachta I'll say it like this a little more. V'samachta b'chol atov. Yesterday was the Maharal's yard site, as we know. The Maharal says that simcha is an expression of shleimus. When is a person sameach? When their life feels complete. I told you this once. The Maharal says on the Gemara in Yevamos that a person who's not married is a person who's not truly besimcha. A shoroi below isha, a shoroi below simcha. A person who's not yet married lacks a certain joy. So the Maharal says, of course he does. Because until you're married, your existence is not complete. You're a half of a person. On a certain level. Obviously, I say that with great sensitivity to those who are not married, right? But there's a certain shleimus that a person has when you reconnect to the other half of your being, okay? So the Maharal says that when a person gets married, your life becomes more shalem, and therefore what? Simcha and shleimus go hand in hand. So a person who's not yet married doesn't yet have simcha. So v'samachta b'chol hatov. Look at our pasuk. V'samachta. V'samachta means what? You know how you can have simcha? Because kol hatov, because kol is this all-encompassing thing. It's the most shalem thing inside of you. For all the uncertainty in your life, there's one thing that's certain, and that's what? That nekud inside of you, the chai olam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted inside of you. Nu? So tell us, what's the gematria of chai olam? 174. 174. So we have very nice remes. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, with the kol is 174. Kol, if you open up kol, you spell out chaf lamed, the miloy of kol. You see the whole kol. It's 174. All right? And that's gematria chaye olam, because where was the chaye olam implanted? Nata b'zochenu. It was put inside of us. It can never be taken away. As the Chavetz Chaim once said to someone, where will you be in 5 years from now? 5 years? I don't know, Rebbe, how do I know I'll be in 5 years? Where are you going to be in 50 years from now? 50 years from now? I'm not going to be in 50 years from now. The Chavetz Chaim says, we're going to be 5 million years from now. The exact same place you are right now, with the Rabbanu Shalom. Because Chaye Olam Nata B'Sochenu, you're always attached to Hashem. Right? So there's a certain stability in one's life. There's a kol, there's a consistency, something that always is. Okay? And that's the V'samachta B'chol HaKol. V'Avram Zokin Baba Yamim Hashem Be'erach Savim B'Kol. Avram was Yitain as kol asher lo liyitzchak, Eretz Yisrael as Eretz lo sechzar kol ba, and Yaakov Avinu also yesh li kol. Quick.
You said, I don't know if this works, but you said, Avinu is Yaakov al b'chinas kol.
Yeah.
We know also already from Sirius that Yosef is b'chinas kol.
Right.
And we know Hashem is kol because everything is Hashem. So I don't know if this works. I think Avinu can say so, because Yosef was Hakeh, it's Hakeh number 15.
Okay. Okay, he'll say it over during Seder for those who want to chazer. To explain why Ekke. Everything's good. There's nothing that's not good. It's all good. It's all good. It's a Fush Pasuk in Chumash. When people say it's all good, It is. V'samach, you should rejoice. Kol ha-tov. It's all good. Yeah, have to explain it. You have to explain it. Okay, good. Okay, let's go on. I have to process it. It's too fancy for me. I can't. You gotta explain a lot of things. Okay, let's skip one piece and go to the piece Od Yirmos al Derech Ein Tov El Torah. Okay, Ein Tov El Torah. Od Yirmos al Derech. Just skip one piece. The piece right after that. Ein Tov El Torah. V'samach debechol atov. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Dav Hey. It's also Gemara in our Masechta. It's in Avodah Zarah. It's a brayso in the sixth parak of Avos. Ein Tov El Torah. Tov is a code word for Torah. Okay, so v'samach debechol hatov. You should rejoice over kol hatov. What does that mean? The whole Torah, the entire Torah. What does that mean? V'isa v'yara lokim esa or ki tov. We know at the beginning of the Chumash it says that Hashem saw that the light of creation was tov, was very good. Was the light of creation Tov? Was the light of creation Torah? What's the relationship between the light of creation and Torah? And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that light, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided what? Lignos, uganza letzadikim. Hashem was concerned. It's a Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis. Hopefully you remember it. Rashi says that Hashem saw the Rishon were going to abuse the light, the original light. So Hashem hid away that light, and he hid it for who? Gonzo letzadikim. Gunazo letzadikim. He hid it away for the tzadikim to use. He didn't want the Rishon to abuse it. So he put it away somewhere. He hid it somewhere. Va'omar Adoni Avi Zekeni Zichrono Levracha L'chai Ha'olam Haba. And my Halig grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, explained, where did Hashem hide the original light of creation? Sheganazo b'Torah. He hid it in the Torah. He hid it in the Torah. He hid it in the Torah. As many tzaddikim explain, Bnei Yisachar and others, Hashem took Es Ha'or Ki Tov. What's the gematria of Es Ha'or? This is from tzaddikim. Es Ha'or, how much is Es Ha'or in gematria? 613, which is gematria, Batorah. Where did Hashem put the original light? Exactly what Baal Shem Tov said. He put it Batorah. Batorah, 613. What does it mean Hashem took the light and put it in the Torah? It means that a tzaddik looks at a page of Gemara and he doesn't just see ancient tort law. He sees unbelievable oros, tremendous, tremendous light. The Torah is filled with or. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah, or. The Torah is filled with or. But only the tzaddikim have the eyes to see it. Originally, the light was all over the place, and people could use it or abuse it, whatever that meant. Hashem hid it in plain sight. Hashem hid it in the Torah. V'zehu samachta b'chol ha-tov, haynu, hey tov. V'samachta b'chol ha-tov. Why didn't it say v'samachta b'chol tov? What's v'samachta b'chol ha-tov, says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim? Ratza lomar, hey tov. Shetizka lechamisha oros shachamisha chumshei Torah. That a person should be zocha to the five lights which are embodied by the five books of the Torah. Hey Tov. There's five books of the Torah, and every one of them is Tov. It's connected to the original light. V'samachti, you should rejoice over kol atov. Chamisha oros shachamisha chumshei Torah. Sha'or nignas behem. V'hainu shetizka l'toras emes v'hamaskil yavin. There's obviously much secret, many secrets of Kabbalah that are being alluded to here. So that's why he says hamaskil yavin. But on the simple level, you should realize that every time you study Torah, any of the five books, you're tapping into the light of creation. Ki kol simchoscha lo tiyah rak b'Torah, and v'samachta b'chol atov means that you should rejoice over Torah, which is the all-encompassing good. Kamosha Kosov Orachaim, as the Orachaim HaKadosh very famously writes. It's one of the most famous words of the Orachaim HaKadosh. He comments on this pasuk, V'samachta b'chol atov. Ilu have yoda Yisrael arevas umasikas ha-Torah amitis. If we had the eyes to see, if we knew the truth of how sweet and how enjoyable Torah is, if we knew that truth in a deep way, says the Orachaim HaKadosh, Kima'at hayu mishtagin v'yotzin midaitam. We would literally go out of our minds. Machmas masikus v'arevos ha-Torah. It's not a small statement coming from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. If we knew how good Torah was, we'd literally go crazy. I'll read you the full quote actually from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The way he actually said it, he did say that, but he also said that we would go chasing after it to such a degree that lo yechshav be'eneyam melo olam kesef v'zahav l'ma'uma. Money would be worthless to us. We'd have no taivas mammon. If we knew how sweet Torah was, we couldn't enjoy the pleasures of Olam Hazeh because they would seem so infinitesimally small compared to the pleasure of Torah. So v'samachta b'chol atov, again, it's a brachatas, that we should be zocha to see, hey tov, we should be able to uncover these five oros, each of the five books of the Chumash. I'll tell you a nice thing from the Vilna Gaon, just very quickly. The Vilna Gaon said, Ya'ir, I think it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Pesach divarecha Ya'ir. The beginning of your words shall illuminate. The Sfarim note that the word or appears five times at the beginning of the Chumash. Can I get these five oros that he's alluding to? But the pasuk says, Pesach divarecha Ya'ir. Pesach divarecha Ya'ir. The opening of your words should illuminate. So says the Vilna Gaon, let's add up, let's find out, how many words are in the opening pasuk of each of the five books of the Torah. Okay, this is a lot of fun. Let's do this together. Okay? How many words are in the opening pasuk of Chumash Bereishis? Bereishis bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim, Esa Aretz. There are seven words. Okay? So let's write this down. Seven words in Bereishis. Pesach divarecha Ya'ir. And how many words are found in the opening light of Sefer Shemos? Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael abba Mitzrayim ha'es Yaakov ishu ve'sovo. Is how many words? 11? Okay, 11. Vayikra. How do you know this? You know this, Balpa? What's going on here? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you know this Var, you know the Torah Balpa. I was just like not following for a second. Okay, Vayikra. Vayikra Hashem el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav, Me'ol Moed Lemur. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Vayikra has 9 words. First pasuk in Vayikra has 9 words. Okay, let's go weiter. Bamidbar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 words. 17 words. Dvarim. I think it's 22. Let's check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 words in the opening pasuk of Dvar. Okay, Chav, what are our numbers again? 7, 11, 9, 17, 22. Okay? Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, one of the Talmidim in the line of Torah from the Vilna Gaon, in his notes on a sefer from the Vilna Gaon's brother called Ma'alos HaTorah, says something interesting, and then I'll tell you what the Gras says. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says, let's add up 9, 11, 7, 9, 11, 17, 22. 66? I guess he says with the kolel. He must say with the kolel. Because he talks about 67, gematria bina, also gematria elul. If you do also the last pasuk of Yish Chumash, it's 67 words. So he says the Torah, the beginning of the Chumashim are 67, because he uses the kolel, and the end of the Yish Chumash is 67. So bina means deep understanding. Okay, fine. But then he quotes the Vilna Gaon as saying the following part. In the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, what is the representation of Torah? So, the truth is, the Sfarim talk about two things in the Mishkan and the Mikdash that represent Torah. What are the two things? Well, of course, we have the Aron, which houses the Luchos. What else do we have? We have a menorah. We have a menorah. Okay. Sometimes they talk about Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, but which one is shining? Which one has or? The menorah. So says the Vilna Gaon, Pesach Divarecha Ya'ir, if you look at the way that the menorah was made, you'll see 7, 9, 11, 17, 22. How does he do it? Let's see. Seven branches of the menorah. You shall make a menorah of pure gold hammered out, shall the menorah be. Its base, its shaft, its cup, its knobs, its blossoms shall be hammered from it. Six branches shall emerge from its side, three branches of the menorah from one side, three on the other side. Obviously, that means one in the middle, so that's seven. Three cups engraved like almonds on the one branch, a knob and a flower, and three cups engraved like almonds on the next branch, a knob and a flower. So for the six branches that emerge from the menorah. So what does that mean? So if you have six branches and you have three cups, that's our 18. That's the height. And we have 17. Now the height of the menorah. And on the menorah shall be four cups engraved like almonds, its knobs, and its flowers. A knob shall be under two of the branches from it. Okay, you gotta do the pieces. You gotta work out the pieces. But when you add up the kaftorim and the prachim and the height of the menorah was set, that's the one that's a little bit off. It was 18 tall, and the Gra says that's the connected the pasuk of 17. But otherwise, it's perfect. We have a 7, we have a 9, we have a what do we have? A 22, 11. We have an 11. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have the sefer. I don't remember exactly how he cheshbens it out. But he says that's Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. Right? Had the opening psukim of the Chumash illuminate like the menorah, because the dimensions, the shapes of the menorah, if you probably Google the Vart right now, you'll probably find it. And someone could tell us what it is. What the Vilna Gaon's Vart about the opening psukim. No, Elliot, do a little research for us, just so we can say the Vart properly. But that's what the Vilna Gaon said. That the menorah represents these openings, and again, it corresponds to the Samachta B'chol HaTov, the Hey Tov, the five books of the Torah, and the Tov that they embody. Okay? Okay, fine. Gevaldik. There's so much here I want to show you. All right, let's do Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni. Where is it? Uvo Alecha. Let's go three pieces ahead. Uvo Alecha Kol HaBrachos Ha'ela V'Hisigucha. You see it? Uvo Alecha. Where is it? On the page, bottom right-hand corner, page Shin Chav Tes. Uvo Alecha Kol HaBrachos Ha'ela V'Hisigucha. Right? We have brachos, we have klalos in this week's parsha. However, sometimes, as we've learned many times from Degel Nachon Ephraim and others, we don't know what's a bracha, we don't know what's a klala. I told a chassan who's getting married today, a tefillah from the Belzer Rebbe, that the Belzer Rebbe once read, says a chassan should say under the chuppah. Under the chuppah is one of the biggest times of an eis ratzon. You can ask for anything and everything. But the Belzer Rebbe said, when you ask under the chuppah, ask for everything, but then be mesayim with the following tefillah. Hey Chassan, you listening? You must sign with the following tefillah. You should say, Hashem, I know I asked for some things that I think I really need, but you know they're bad for me. So if I ask for something that you know is be'em is not good for me, take it away from me. Don't grant that tefillah. And Hashem, the reverse is also true. If I was too immature to ask for something that I need, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to what? I want you to give it to me nonetheless. It's a way of reminding yourself that Hashem is in charge, and that I don't really know what's considered a bracha or a klala. I have a sefer in my office. I just had too many things. I couldn't bring it to show you this morning, but I brought it from my house to show you at some point today. A sefer called Birchas Yeshurin from the previous Skolia Rebbe, who passed away in the 1970s. The sefer is divided into two sections. One is on Bechukosai, one is on Kisavo, and he goes through every pasuk of curse and shows you how to read it as a bracha. He inverts every pasuk with his unbelievable koach of drush and his understanding of Pnimius HaTorah. He inverts every single pasuk into a bracha. So we don't really know sometimes. Sometimes we run away from our brachos and we run after klalos. So says the Degel Machon Ephraim, Uvau Alecha Kol HaBrachos Ha'ila V'Yisigucha. All of the brachos that are being given to you in this parsha should what? Hisigucha. Should reach you. What does that mean? So obviously the Pasha Prat is, you should get them. You should be zochet to have these brachos. They should reach you. A funny lashon. Hisigucha, hasaga means attainment. You should attain the brachos. What do you mean you should attain the brachos? If Hashem is giving me the brachos, I'll have the brachos. Not so Pasha. Because like I told you, sometimes we run away from our brachos. So says the Degel Machan Ephraim, Tzarech Lahavin. Zesha ain lo bir. I don't understand this pasuk. L'chora hayaroi lomar lehefech. What do you mean? The brachos should reach me? Hu yasig es habrachos. V'lo shehabrachos yasigu oso. Right? The brachos should understand me? I should understand the brachos. What does it mean the brachos should understand me? The brachos should reach me. The brachos should be reaching out to me? I should be collecting my brachos. Ach da inyin hu kamoshis palo davan amelech alav shalom. However, this is a nice new kavanah to have Shalosh Shudas time if you sing Mizmor LeDavid. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yamei chayai. It doesn't just mean that I should have, again, a life of tov and chesed. But kipshuto, like David says, yirdefuni. Hashem, cause my brachos to chase after me. You know why? V'haynu ki lef'amim adam bo reyach min atov. Machmas kotzer daito. Sometimes I'm running away from a good thing. Sometimes they're running away from the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is the place that's going to give you life. I know, but if I don't take away some time from my morning Seder, then I'm going to fail my test today. Maybe the opposite's true. Maybe if you take away time from your morning Seder, and you show a weak commitment to Torah, then you're going to fail your test. Right? Like the story of the Berditchery, he saw someone running in the marketplace. He was leaving Shul early, he was running through the marketplace. And Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev said to him, well, where are you running to? So he said, yeah, Rebbe, you know, I don't have so much time to daven. I'm running to my parnasa. So the Berditchever said, how do you know you're running to your parnasa? Maybe you're running away from your parnasa. Maybe not staying till the end of davening is running away from your parnasa. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yamei chayai. Sometimes a person runs away because we're too immature. Mikoytzer daito. She'eini yodei emu tov. I don't even know what's good and what's bad. U'lekach ispal David amelech olav eshalom. Ach tov v'chesed what? You're defuni. Hashem, have mercy on me because I'm too stupid to know what I need. So please, Hashem, chase me with bracha. Shehem yirdefu acharai v'yasigu osi. Let the bracha catch up to me. When I'm avoiding doing tshuva, Hashem, let tshuva chase after me. Even though I should be chasing after the opportunity of tshuva. V'yasigu osi af she'eini yodeya lirdof achem. Even though I don't know to run after them. And that's what it means. Uvo alecha kol habrachos vihisigucha. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, uvo alecha kol habrachos. The brachos should come upon you, and if you're running away from them, hisigucha. The brachos should chase after you. That's a big bracha. A really big bracha. And a parsha that's filled with a lot of tochacha, that's a really, really big gift that Hashem gave us. That Hashem's going to chase after us. Okay? Amazing piece. Have more here. There's really a ton more here, but I have to get to one of the most famous pieces. So turn to the end of Kisavo. You'll see there's a section, Haftoras Kisavo. It's a long piece. I'm sensitive to the time. It's 9:57. I'm going to try not to go past 10:20. But we have to put a few minutes into this piece. Okay? The Haftorah this Shabbos comes from the book of Isaiah, Yeshaya chapter 60. Let me just read you a little bit in English. Okay? Kumi Ori, as you see on the page in front of you. Arise, shine, for the light has arrived, and the glory of Hashem shines upon you. For behold, darkness may cover the earth, and a thick cloud may cover the kingdoms, but upon you Hashem will shine, and His glory will be seen upon you. Okay? However, let's look inside and see one of the most famous mashalim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whose birthday was yesterday. Kumi ori kiva orech. Right? Arise and shine. Again, Hashem's light is about to shine. Uchvod Hashem olayich zarach. The light of Hashem is going to shine upon you. Even though at times it appears ki neha choshech yichasa eretz, it looks at times like there's dark clouds hanging over you. Va'arof elu umim. But realize, that's not for you, Klal Yisrael. Get past those dark clouds and find that Hashem is only interested in shining His light upon you. And the Haftorah goes on in this vein. Says the Degel Machan Ephraim, Ki shamati mashal me Adoni avi zakeni zecher levracha lechaye haolam haba. My heilige grandfather, the holy Baal Shem Tov, told me a mashal. Lemelech she'asa mechitzos rabos ba'achizas einayim zo lifnim mizo. There once was a king who made mechitzos rabos, many walls, ba'achizas einayim. But it was all, the whole thing was achizas einayim. The whole thing was what? It was a show, it was a magic show. It was a trick. He used some type of, holograph reflector thing to make it look like there were all sorts of walls. The walls weren't actually there, but they certainly appeared very real. It was all achizas einayim. It was all sorcery. It was all an appearance, a perception of many mechitzos, one in front of the other. V'gam sivuv min hakosel v'kosel naharos. And the walls were surrounded by raging rivers. V'gam chayolos rabos mivohalim. And there were armed guards, soldiers, frightening soldiers. Mivohalim means terrifying, terrifying soldiers who were standing in front of the rivers and the walls. V'gam dubim v'arayos ashar chayos mivohalim. Wild animals, bears and lions, roaming freely. V'chdei shiyur migeshes elav. And behind all of those walls, in that castle, in that palace, was the king. V'chlo kol harotza litol es Hashem yavo v'yitol. And not anyone who wanted to invoke the name was able to do so. In other words, it's a poetic phrase. Not anyone who wanted to get past the walls was able to do so. V'amelechu noru malchusol b'chol mashal. And the king was certainly terrifying. If this was just the outer trappings of the kingdom, imagine how frightening it must be to come before the king himself. V'or p'nei ha'melech meyir b'chol ha'olamos u'chvodo mole kol aretz. And the king's light, the king's dominion shined, was shining over the whole world. Rak haksolim v'asoyvim heim ha'mastirim as p'nei ha'melech. But to get to that shine, to get to the king, to be able to bask in his glow, there were so many klipos, there were so many walls, there were so many menios, there was so much hester. But the whole thing was achizas einayim. It was all perception. Uchruzim yoytzim, and one day, a message went out. Kol mi sheyavo al ha'melech, yitin lo ha'melech, osher v'kavod v'yasar etzlo omid b'heichala. Anyone who could find their way past the lions, past the guards, past the rivers, past the walls, and come to the king, will be rewarded with great wealth and great honor. Mihu she'eino rotza b'zeh. So a person who doesn't really want to take on the challenge, they're too afraid. Rak kishabo l'chom harishona. They hear all the king's offering great prizes. They show up, they see that first wall, and they give up right away. They come to the first wall. They see how big, how wide it is. They see the animals and they see the soldiers, the armed guards. Immediately, nasog levavo achor. His heart, nasog, retreats backwards. And there's some valiant, brave individuals who make it past wall number one, wall number two. V'sham yisarim nichbadim memuna meis hamelech mifazer mamun rav lebalifnim minachomos. And when you get past wall number one, you get one prize. When you get past wall number two, there are people who work for the king who are handing out cash prizes. Sometimes saying, if you drop out now, you'll get this prize. Do you want to go on? There's much more terrifying things up ahead. So some people are satisfied. They'll say, you know what? I get $1,000. I know there's a $1 million prize if I make it all the way, but I could lose everything. I could be eaten by a lion. I'm gonna give up now. Sometimes a person says, "I made it to the party behind wall number two. That's good enough. Nasoga chor. Thank you so much. Wow, that's good enough for me." And they retreat backwards. Even though they've seen their own success, they can do it. And they realize that the walls are actually not as scary as they look when you're standing at a distance. They realize the whole thing is achizas einayim, but you know what else is achizas einayim? The money and the food behind wall number two. And they fall into it. They get trapped there. And they don't push ahead. There's no mayim, there's no choma, but they bought the bait. They took the prize. But they think maybe the next wall is a real wall. Maybe the next lion is not just some 3D image of a lion that's being projected onto a wall but looks so lifelike. Maybe it's a real lion. So they drop out. They drop out. Right? The walls get scarier, so they drop out. Aval says the Degamachan Ephraim, Leben Hamelech Asher Meyov Hamu El Aviv. Becheva, if you're a prince who's not just going to get Osher Vekavod, but you're a child who wants to see his father. That bond, that love, when it's properly intact, there's nothing in the world that's going to stop that drive, that desire to want to connect to my loved one. Use the mashal of husband and wife, parent and child, whatever it is. I have to, what do you mean? I have to, I'm all in, it's worth the risk. I'd rather die in the hands, in the clutches of a bear than cash out on my relationship with you somewhere along the way. The child of the king, Asher Meyav Hamu El Aviv. Meyav means his innards, his intestines, are yearning and burning to be with his father. And the mercy of the father, he knows his father so badly, wants him to come to him, to shine his light upon him. Asher Ba'or Pnei Melech Chayim Nitzchim Tamid. He knows that if he's in his father's presence, then Nimamish has everything. Not just in Gashmias, but emotionally, he'll have everything that a human being wants in this world. That love, that acceptance. Umeur pnei amelech misha zochaler oso, aziv panav mavhikim meirim b'chol ha'olam. I want to bask in the shine that radiates upon the whole world for those who have access to it. Umimenu yaguru kol yoshvei sevel, v'shochnei eretz kmo b'fnei hamelech ba'atzmo. It's a shine that sustains the whole world from a distance. All the more so, imagine if I can get up close to it. And my father, the king, has the ability to grant life or to kill, to enforce his power. He's all-encompassing. To chain other kings if he holds them to be unworthy. To free captives if he holds them to be worthy. And it's all through the shine of the king. That all good is established in the world. So now the child thinks to himself, wait a minute, my father would not have issued this challenge if it was impossible. I know my father better than anyone else. My father is me. I look like my father. I must have a similar emotional makeup to my father. Right? I look inside of myself and I draw on the wisdom of my father inside of myself. I see the reflection of my father in the window, like Yosef, or the Lion King, Lavdo. Yeah, I see the reflection of my father. Right? What does it mean Yosef saw his father's reflection in the window? He saw that he looked like his father. He saw his father within him. So the Ben Melech looks inside of himself and says, I must have the Chochmah of my father inside of me. U'kishabal l'chomos, v'linaharos, v'chayalos, v'dubim, v'chol amavhilim mastiros p'nei ha-melech. Whatever he encounters, the walls, and the soldiers, and the rivers, and the animals. Tama atzma l'ma'ot. So he asks himself, it can't be that it's impossible to make it all the way in. He asks, he wonders, Ma ze melech rachman kemoyscha, kerachim aval bonim. Why would a loving king, I know my father, I know he wants to be close to me. Why would he do this? Tastir atzmacha ba'astaros keilu. Why would he hide behind so many walls? It's a contradiction to everything I know in my heart of hearts about my father. What am I supposed to do with myself? Just walk away? Give up? V'tzoik eili eili lama zavtani. And he cries out, the pasuk in Tehillim Chaf Beis, like Esther Davened on her way into Achashverosh. As crazy as it was, this has to work. You know why it has to work? Because it just has to work. Keili, keili, my God, why have you abandoned me? And you know what the answer is? That's not a rhetorical question. I know you haven't abandoned me. Even though I feel that way sometimes. These are the most beautiful words. Look, just listen to these words. With the strength of his heart that's burning and is broken over his disconnect from his father, Moser Atzmo, he surrenders himself v'dochek Atzmo b'koach, and he pushes himself with great strength to jump over every wall, to swim over every river. Mefazer Kolhono, and he'll spend all the money in the world to bribe those guards to find a way to get to the palace. He needs to get to the palace. Says the Degelmachan Ephraim, in my edition, it's the next paragraph. I don't know if it is in yours. Uveraos aviv ga'aguav umesiros nafsho. Yeah? Where are we up to? Oh, good. Half a page, Shin Lamed Beis. We're just about to turn the page. when he sees Vros Aviv, Gagu Av, Mesiras Nafsho, when his father sees his longing, his desire, his Mesiras Nefesh, I have to come back to the king. This is exactly what Rosh Hashanah is about. This is what Yom Kippur is about. This is what El is about. Fighting our way back to the Melech. And he hears as his son is climbing the walls, he hears the krechs and the cry. It's not easy to climb a wall. Even a wall that doesn't really exist, sometimes it's hard to climb. Think about that. And he's kvetching and he's crying and he's the sound of the shofar. Right? I don't even know how to express myself. I don't even know what I want to say to my father. I just know I have to get there. And he removes some of that blockage. He starts to see that there are no walls. It's all a trick. It's actually a beautiful path to the king. Once he realizes that the walls are just my own faulty perception. And along the way, he sees the road is lined with dignitaries inviting him to the king. And they're playing music. The joy of the father as his son, the prince, returns to the palace after a long trip. And the king is sitting on his throne, and the world is shining before him. And the child races and collapses on the floor before his father, and he cries out, "My father, my king, I don't understand. Why did you make it so complicated? Why did you build all those walls?" He started to panecha yisi nivhol. Mechelo secho, mechom osecho, shor dvar mam avhilim osi. I was so afraid of all those menios. And now I see like Rabbi Nos, right? Turning all of that blockage into something so beautiful and pleasant. But it was so hard at the beginning. Why did you do it that way? Ukamat asher avadati, and I almost lost myself along the way. Why did we have to play this crazy game called life? What was wrong with my neshama being tachas kisei akava before I was born? Why did you send me here? The risks were so significant. Why did you do that? V'amar ha-melech kum b'ni chavivi. My beloved son, pick yourself up. V'yoshet lo es sharvit hazav. He extends the scepter to his son. Again, the imagery from Megillas Esther. Asher bi'ado v'yechazkehu. And his son grabs onto it. He pulls him close. V'albishu hodo v'oro levusho v'kisro nasan barosho. He adorns his child in the royal garments, places the crown on his head. Vayomerlo, lo lemancha v'alecha asisias kolzos, rak leman nisoyischa v'ledas es asher b'levavcha yirascha v'avascha elai. Because if I would have made it easier for you, you never would have known what it means to fight for something. You never would have known what it really means to be in love with something, where you're willing to fight for it, to be in awe, to have the deepest respect for something, that you'll give up everything for it. Va'ata b'ni ahuvi. Avar b'chol ha'olam, v'nei mihodi nasati alecha, v'ori al penecha me'irim, u'levushi talbish, v'keser yutan b'roishcha, l'mandas kol ame ares ki b'niyata. This whole thing was to show that everyone else who dropped out is only loosely connected to me. But you pushed through, and now you're going to reap the rewards. You're going to wear the royal clothing, you're going to wear the crown on your head, and the whole world is going to bask in your shine, and the world will know that b'ni ata, that you are my son. Vanamatem l'Hashem Elokecha. V'astaros v'apachadim ha'kol asher ra'isa, heima shelo yikruvu elai sonecha. And all of those walls were not for you, it was for everyone else who I didn't want to get as close to me. You could misinterpret it and think those walls are about you. You think all the Hester Panim of the world is about you. It's not about us. We can't fall for it. It's for the world, it's for the enemies of the Jews, that Hashem wants to push them away. Asher einim rotzim b'tov ascha. V'amagadlim alecha v'amalshinim alecha. Those who bully you, those who take advantage and slander you. V'einim rotzim b'malchuscha. V'heimim rotzim lirash as malchuscha. Those who are trying to steal the kingdom. I want them to be afraid of the kingdom, because I don't want them to come to the palace. They don't have a place in the palace. He yold him heim, because they know, kol zman sha'ata chai, because they know as long as the prince, the Jewish spirit, is alive, malchusam lo yikon biyadam, then they can't establish their kingdom. So the nations of the world are trying to snuff out the prince. So Hashem makes this whole game where everyone else falls for it, but we sometimes ourselves, we fall into the trap, and we start to buy into the Hester Panim. And that's the biggest tragedy in the world. So he says, that's the pshat in the Haftorah. How does the Haftorah say? Kumi Ori, Kumi Ori. Arise and shine. Kiva Orech, because the light has come. The light is for you. Orech, it's your light, Hashem says. Uchvod Hashem Alayich Zarech. The light of Hashem is shining upon you. What's the next pasuk? Kineach Choshech Yechasa Eretz. The darkness is for the land, for the world. Va'arafel Le'umim, says the pasuk. The dark, thick cloud. There's Choshech, Anan, and Arafel. Increasing darkness. Choshech is dark. Anan is really dark. Arafel is really, really dark. Thick darkness. Not for you. It was never intended for you. Push through it. Don't fall for the trick. And come to the Melech. Come to the king. And bask in the Or Pnei HaMelech. However, we'll just end by reading his connection, how he connects it to Rosh Hashanah. So just turn to the last two paragraphs of this piece. Vizeo Ashrei HaAdam Yodei Trua. Do you see it?
Where is it? Where does he quote it?
Oh, good. Top of Shin Lamed Gimel. Okay, he goes through the Haftorah a little bit more, but we'll just end with this last little part of the piece. Vizeo Ashrei HaAdam Yodei Trua. We take our shofars in Rosh Hashanah. There's so much Rosh Hashanah in this piece. I wish I had time to show you more of it. But just pay attention to the psukim we recite before we blow the shofar. We're talking about coming to the Or Pnei HaMelech. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. We want to just stand before the king. We want to climb past those walls to bask in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, Ashrei Ha'am, praiseworthy is the people who are what? Who are Yodei Teruah. What does Teruah mean? What is the sound of the Teruah? It's the most broken sound. You could hear each of those little as another wall that you have to get through. But Teruah also, Teruas Melech Bo in Parshas Balak also means what? It's a lesson of reyus, a lesson of friendship, of companionship, of close connection. So Ashrei Ha'adam Yodei Teruah. So how do you see the walls of your life? Do you give into it and just play by the same rules of the rest of the world? Or do you realize that it's all Achiza Seinayim? Don't be fooled by your eyes. Lo Sesur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einechem. Don't stray after your eyes. Don't be fooled. However, let's read it inside. Ashrei Ha'adam Yodei Teruah Lashon Shvira. Praiseworthy are those who understand the Teruah, the brokenness, the breaking. What does that mean? What does it mean? Hashem, Perish, Shemevinim Shekol HaMisachim HaMavdilim Heime'es Hashem. Ashrei Adam Yodei Teruah. Nu, the next word in the pasuk is Hashem. So here's how he's reading it. Chaver, how's he reading it? Ashrei Adam Yodei Teruah. Praiseworthy are those who know that the Teruah is Hashem. That the brokenness of your life, the walls of your life, the star of your life, that is Hashem. The Vart, some of us learned the other week from the Ber Mayim Chaim, when we were learning the Avodas Pnim. Right? To recognize, Hinei Oivecha Hashem. Oivecha Yovedu. Oivecha Hashem, Hashem. The enemies are Hashem. The enemies that attack you, it's all a message from Hashem. So Ashrei Ha'am, Yodei Teruah, praiseworthy is the nation who what? Who are Yodei Teruah. Now, again, the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk is Kama, right? Esnachta. The next part of the Shem is the next part of the pasuk is Hashem Baor Panecha Yehalechon. But like many good Chassidish Svarim and Tzadikim, he reads the pasuk with a different comma. Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teruah Hashem. Praiseworthy are those who know that the Teruah is Hashem. Praiseworthy are those who understand that the Shvira is Hashem. Perish Shemevinim Shekola Misachim Mavdilim Heima Me'es Hashem. Is one of the most famous pieces we're going to learn this year. Chaval for those who missed it today. We have to fill them in. To realize that those walls are Hashem. It's Me'es Hashem. Ve'imamish rak achizas einayim. It's a magic show. It's a trick. Be'or panecha yaleichun. Keep your eyes on the shine of the king that's shining from the palace and get there. Uve'or panei melechayim, like it says. Right? In the light of the face of the king, there's life. And all those walls are meant to collapse on who? On the enemies. Ukmo pnei haman chafu. What does that mean, pnei haman chafu? So we often translate it that the face of Haman was fallen when he realized that he's about to be hanged on the gallows. But chafu literally means that Haman's face was covered. Why do they cover someone's head when they take him to execution? So that they shouldn't be able to see the face of the king. It's the ultimate hastara. That you're not going to be able to go, what? Panim el panim. the way that Moshe was face to face with Hashem, and that every Jew is striving for what? That not just Pnei HaMelech, that the light of Hashem's face should shine on me, but I should be able to encounter him. Panim El called Megillah Sefer. Why did they cover Haman's face so he shouldn't be able to see the face of the king? Because in the light of the face of the king is life. And Haman was heading to death. We cover the head of one being executed. Because the king is what? He's defending the Malka. Hagam l'chvoishas ha-Malka. As Achashverosh, again, the Moshel is Hashem, is saving Klal Yisrael, Esther, from what? Saving Esther from the evil Haman. V'yesh b'zeh od dvar ma'amukim, and there's so much more here. V'myrtz Hashem, kishia ratzon me'es Hashem ava'er. When the time comes, I'll be able to explain it. Last paragraph for today. V'zeh od di'isa b'shas, and this is what it means in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin of Adbeiz. Shlosh esvarim niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. Three books are open at Rosh Hashanah. Shel tzadikim nichtavim v'nechtavim lichtamim la'alter l'chaim. Tzadikim are inscripted, are written in immediately for life. Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas bekesa liyom chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is the day where we try to get past what? The kesa, the concealment. The time when the moon is in a state of concealment, like we learned a couple weeks ago. Bekesa liyom chagenu, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is Gematria Suffolk, 240. Gematria Amalek. All of the concealment, all of the blockage. The goal is to get past Amalek, which we said yesterday. Amalek is called the Memsheles Zadon. Jamie pointed out a beautiful remez. Right? Zadon, we said, is Gematria 67, is Gematria El. But the goal is to come to Rosh Hashanah, to come to what? To be signed in the book of Chaim. Chaim is 68, it's one more than Zadon. To get past all of those Amaleks, to come to the book of life, and to be inscribed la'altar. Bekesa liyom chagenu, when the dark clouds are hanging over your head, and you can't see clearly. Hu lashon hastara, kama mechusa mimcha, when it's hidden from you. The tzaddikim are able to recognize that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding right there. And they push through, and immediately they're nechtamim la'alter. He ends by saying that la'alter is gematria Esther. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered the face of Haman, who was the greatest representation of a Malik that ever was, and allowed Esther and the Jewish people to go mi misa l'chaim, that's what Purim is, from death to life, so to every Jew defeats the Sveikos about his relationship with Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. We climb past those walls. We become the embodiment of Esther. Esther is Aleph Seser, recognizing that the Aleph, master of the world, was hiding in the Hastara. Afilu Hastara b'Shir B'socha Hastara. Hashem is right there. The Aleph is right there. And it's our job to make sure that we don't fall for the trick of the Yitzhara and Amalek, and God forbid, drop out of the race. And fall for something that's mamish achizas einayim. It's not even real. But every Yetzirah is telling you it's not true. It's just not real. It doesn't exist. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to inscribe ourselves in the book of the Tzaddikim. And then Emir Tzashem. La'alter l'chaim. Immediately the Jewish people should be sealed for a good year ahead. And we should be zochet to see the light of Mashiach shine upon us. Meher b'amin amin. I shall be sorry for the Zara. Him Zara Jem is Vara. We are Philo Bea Zara. Shall be sorry for the Zara. Nimza Hashem Yisbara, we
apilo be azdara. Shebisar azdara.